Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. So when I was in training and when I was pregnant, there was something called mommy brain or pregnancy fog, where when you were pregnant, your mind might be different. And some of the trends, and this was not necessarily scientifically established, the brain fog was established in scientific literature, but in terms of if you had a boy or a girl, what seemed to be a trend, and I thought it was rumor, but I'm like, maybe not, was if you were pregnant with a girl, you seemed to be a little bit more astute, almost seemed to have more superpowers. When you were pregnant with a boy, you seemed to have more fog. And I told my husband this with both of my pregnancies with the boys. I'm like, look, you know, I'm dumber. And he's like, no, you're not. No, you're not. I go, I can't calculate like I used to. I can't. What's going on? Is it the testosterone? Is it the lack of estrogen? Is it the, you know, and I didn't want to perpetuate any sort of rumor that if you carry a boy, you're going to, you know, have cognitive decline or be foggy, or if you're carrying a girl, you're going to be smarter. But there's a study that has come out saying parents who have had a son seem to have faster cognitive decline than if you had a girl. And you guys know I got two boys, strapping boys. I love my baby boys. One of them, it's his birthday today, Brock. My baby dog, dude. Little birthday dog, dude. Look at my dog, dude. Little baby. 20 years ago today, I gave birth to my dog, dude. Love that baby boy so much. But man, when I was pregnant with him, I felt dumb. I don't know. I'm coming from somebody where, I mean, I got a 1450 on my SAT, but I had my period that day, so I really think I could have done better. I could memorize people's phone numbers, social security numbers. I had the memory of an elephant, and when I was pregnant, I looked like an elephant, but my memory wasn't there. So according to this study, they looked at 13,000 parents age 50 and older in the U.S., and if one of us had a son, we experienced quicker cognitive decline. Now, I know you guys are thinking, well, Joe Biden and Hunter. Okay, well, yeah. But I mean, come on. I mean, having a boy is pretty common. So I'm not a fan of this study, but I got to tell you, it's starting to link a couple things together. They say a study of more than 13,000 people over 50 years old in the U.S. found that parents with at least one son experienced faster cognitive decline. These researchers were Canadian and from the U.S. They didn't investigate what's to blame, because that's a question I had back then in the 2000s. But they said, daughters, maybe it's not so much the giving the birth and the drain on the mom during the pregnancy, but maybe it's the interaction of the kids post-baby. So daughters seem to maybe be a little closer to their parents than boys. You know, so I talk to my boys, I'm like, hey, what's going on? You know, what's going on with your studies and college and all that? Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, and they mumble. Hey, what's going on with work? Blah, 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 blah. I guess I'm like, you know what? I don't understand anything you said. You mumbled. You're not even looking at me when you're talking. I'm not engaging. Whatever. That's fine. Sounds like you had a good day. When a daughter, I don't have a daughter, but I know the way I am with my mom. Okay. Let me break it down. So I did this, and then I did this, and I did this, and I did this. And would you have done that? Would you have done that? And I would engage. And you engage more. So maybe years of having sons, where what do you want to eat? was that macaroni? Oh, meatloaf. Maybe years of that starts to make your mind less, I don't know. I mean, my boys really do challenge me academically, because if they have conversations, like my son, I mean, he, you know, he's in engineering. Well, they both now are in engineering, and I don't understand a thing they say anymore. So they do challenge me, you know, like, oh, you know, so we did this, and I was working with my thermo fluid dynamics, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. Even though, man, I took every science in the book that there was. I think I took every single science class there was at UNLV. But having a boy, they say, may increase our risk of cognitive decline. A study like this I can't stand, because what the hell are you supposed to do? Am I supposed to put them back in the uterus and switch them out for girls? I'd never do that. I love the fact that I have boys. It's great. In fact, I'm wearing their clothes. I can wear their clothes. I can watch football with them. I can talk, you know, about stuff that, you know, I mean, I'm sure I would have a good relationship with the daughter, but there's nothing like to me having a relationship with a boy. So what do we get out of this? Okay, they looked at 13,000 parents. They followed them for 14 years. They looked at the type of children. They looked at the gender. They assessed their mental skills, memory, concentration, thinking, understanding. Of the parents that had a son, they showed a faster rate of cognitive decline. So what I think that means is this. There could also be this other issue where a lot of times the daughter, when the daughter has the baby, the mother of that daughter gets more access sometimes to the baby than the other parent. So maybe there's a child rearing effect. You know, I'm going to be the mother-in-law. So if my boys marry and they have kids, I'm the mother-in-law. I'm not necessarily the mom of, and I hope I'm close, but I might not have as much caregiving duties. Maybe that caregiving duty is what keeps you mentally involved. I don't know. But I got to tell you, it's fascinating because, you know, when my boys, you know, it's like, guys, let's go see a movie. What do you want to see? Okay, Deadpool, like, great. Ted, great. Black Adam. My son's like, let's go see Black Adam. I go, I want to, but I got a lot going on this week, so I can't. But these are the movies I want to see. Maybe these movies aren't as intellectually stimulating as some of the, I don't know, movies that maybe girls seem to like. I really hate those stereotypes because I'm a girl. And I would rather watch, you know, House of Dragon, Lord of the Rings. I'd rather watch, you know, those types of things than anything that's like a chick flick. So if you do have a boy, don't smack him upside the head. You know, just make sure they stimulate you academically and intellectually more than your daughters do. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage. Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word demo, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, they got studies showing that having boys can cause cognitive decline. I think elections cause cognitive decline. I am in a fog. I am being, in my neck of the woods, inundated with political ad after political ad where I live in Nevada. So we have the governor race between Sisolak and Joe Lombardo, Sheriff Joe Lombardo. We have the Senate race between Adam Laxalt and Catherine Cortez Masto. We have a pretty, pretty highly contested congressional seat between April Becker and Susie Lee. And when you just hear the back and forth I hate political years. I do. I can't stand seeing the billboards all over the place because it distracts you. You know, there'll be some billboard of somebody who you know, has super white teeth and is smiling really big, and it's a big, huge billboard, and I'm trying to concentrate on the car ahead of me. I don't want to see teeth. I don't want to see, there's, you know, a Photoshop picture. I'm just, it's frustrating because I know the money that's spent. I'm like, that money could be going to so much. I like that, you know, it does help the media, but there's a lot of money that gets spent, and there's so much more that could go to. Well, already we're hearing that people are preparing for a loss and an argument that the loss was because the election was stolen. And we're being told that Hillary Clinton says that Republicans have a plan, the extremist Republicans, to steal the 2024 presidential election. It's a two-minute clip, and she urged Americans to look past the midterms and to turn out to vote in their local election because she thinks that the conservative majority Supreme Court might give state legislatures the power to overturn results. Hillary Clinton said right-wing extremists already have a plan to literally steal the next presidential election, and they're not making a secret of it. So this is a mess. And it doesn't matter where you stand on what happened with Trump winning or losing. The fact that we have both sides, Republicans and Democrats, concerned that our elections are being stolen means maybe we need to rethink what our election process is. Now, you didn't hear a lot of people accusing elections of being stolen prior to the whole mail-in ballot issue. Now, there were, you know, dead people voting. There's always been some fraud in elections, but it hadn't made big headlines because people felt that the degree of fraud and dead people voting wasn't enough to alter an election. Well, then we had the theory from Trump's campaign going, look, there was enough fraud to change the election. And I'm mixed on it because, like right now, I only have two ballots for my family of four. Where's my other two ballots? Who's voting for me? My ballot is not there. I don't know who has my ballot. And so I don't want to look like I'm voting twice. I don't know if I'm going to just publicly tell. I don't know how to do that. So I didn't get a ballot, you know, and I want that ballot completely ripped up and not counted, but I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't even know if the ballots are going to get counted. You saw with California, ballots got collected after the election. And the neighbor's like, but you guys called it already. Why aren't you looking at those ballots? Well, it wouldn't have been enough. That's the arguments people keep saying. It wouldn't have been enough to change the election. It wouldn't have been enough to change the election. My problem with it is whether it's enough or not to change an election, once you have both sides going, the elections can be stolen. Crush the Coop's website says MAGA has a plan to steal the election in 2024. So if we think the 2020 election was stolen, we think there is going to be a stealing in 2024. Don't you think we need to come up with a better way to do elections? Like maybe go back to the way it was done? The problem with going back to the way it was done is now the crime is our crime wave is beyond control. So you have many individuals saying, I'm not leaving my house. I'm not going to stand at a polling booth and have some random shooter or somebody, you know, with dogs maul me. Or we just had somebody, I think it was an Amazon delivery driver, just got mauled by dogs and killed. We don't have control. We used to be able to go up to our polling booth, vote, and leave. And now there's all this drama attached to it. And so if people are going to continue to make a claim that we have to do mail-in ballots, and looks like both sides now agree, mail-in ballots allow for a lot more room for fraud. So do we do away with the mail-in ballots? Do we do a fingerprint sort of process where it has to be your, I don't know. I mean, we don't have retinal scanner technology. I don't know. But you would think in 2022 would figure this out. All of a sudden with COVID, we're like, okay, what you're going to do is you're going to fill something out in paper and mail it. We heard that there were trucks with ballots and ballots were sitting around. Wasn't it a couple months ago they found a whole bunch of ballots sitting at a post office, just sitting there? And somebody could say, yeah, but you don't know if they voted right or left. If they come from districts that are known to be right-leaning or left-leaning, you could there could be manipulation without opening the ballot. A ballot not getting through and a vote not getting through, it hurts the integrity of the election. Now, I told you guys this in science. If you have a contaminated petri dish, auger plate, you got to throw the whole thing out. You can't just scrape the part that you think is valid. Once that petri dish is contaminated, even if the contamination is minuscule, and we are talking, even if it is a pixie dust compared to an angstrom, compared to the rest of everything there, it's got to get thrown out. I mean, maybe that has to be the attitudes towards the elections. If one person could vote for their dead family member, we have to assume then it's a contaminated process. Why haven't we fixed it yet? Why haven't we in 2022 figured out a way to make sure that you don't have dead people who vote? Make sure that everybody, you know, gets a ballot and has a chance to vote. All I know is we only have two ballots for our family of four, and we're all over 18. Who has our other two ballots? Come on, man. So Republicans and Democrats are now saying that these elections do have the potential to be stolen. Once you have Hillary Clinton saying, look, there are people conspiring to, quote, steal the election, that means we have Democrats and Republicans that don't trust the integrity of the election. One of you had written, you know, what do I think, you know, do I think the election was stolen or not? You know, in terms of Trump, I don't think you could steal a whole. I mean, to me, stealing an election means, you know, one person has the power. But I do have to admit, things were very, very confusing. My liberal reporter friends were taking polls and going to all parts of the city and you know, who are you voting for? And in the 90-plus percentiles, it was a very, very pro, it looked like Trump electorate throughout the city. So I wasn't expecting a landslide, but I was expecting it to be a lot closer. Now, I'm not saying it was stolen or anything, but that was kind of a shock. And, you know, it could just be, you know, people, everybody's like, well, I didn't vote for Biden. Trying to find who voted for Biden, you can't really use that as your scientific experiment, per se, because, you know, people can say whatever. But you do have many individuals in many states wondering where those votes did come from. But again, maybe you do have a bunch of people at the house going, nope, this is who we wanted, and we mailed in our ballot, the ballot got in there, the ballot got counted, and it was legit. But my problem with this, once we arrested some individuals who voted for their dead relative, and we seem to always have that, all right, anybody who says an election is 100% fair and accurate is wrong. My worry is I don't have a ballot to vote. And if somebody pretends to be Dr. Dahlia, I'm going to be ticked. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Delaware man, Hunter Seafried, and his father were among the first people in the U.S. Capitol during January 6th and was part of a group that verbally confronted police officers. Hunter was sentenced to 2 years in prison Monday. His father, Kevin Seafried, will be sentenced in January of 2023. A canvasser knocking on doors in support of Florida Republicans was brutally beaten by four people in Hialeah, Florida. Senator Marco Rubio added that the man suffered internal bleeding and a broken jaw, and the canvasser will need facial reconstructive surgery. Officials at the Hialeah Police Department Criminal Investigation Division have confirmed an investigation is underway. Actor Leslie Jordan has died at the age of 67. The Will and Grace star crashed his BMW into the side of a building in Los Angeles, California, Monday morning. It's believed he suffered a medical emergency. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I became certified in scuba diving, one thing we had to be very well aware of is the bends, which we're going to be talking about in a little bit. A sort of decompression reaction that happens with air as you are underwater and dealing with the compression of being underwater and the pressure that comes within that. But we have a lot of science and a lot of data that we've gotten from years and years of research and from, you know, Jacques Cousteau and from divers. But we're still doing studies, and we're doing studies, though, on animals, and we're a little confused as to why that's happening. So joining us next is Shira Swaminathan, PETA's science policy advisor, to talk to us about where we are in terms of our research with that and what we're kind of doing wrong. Hi, Shira, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Wow, good. So if you don't mind, educate our listeners on the bends and decompression sickness.
Yes, and I think, you know, I'm amazed by your experience in scuba diving and that you were able to give a brief overview as to what it is. But yes, so decompression sickness is also called the bends, as you'd mentioned, and it's an incredibly painful condition that divers experience when they rise from the higher pressures underwater to the lower pressures at the surface. And it happens when bubbles of nitrogen gas forms in the blood, the muscles, and other organs, including the brain. And this can cause excruciating pain and even death. Here, the United States Navy is willfully torturing sheep and other animals by forcing them to endure this pain in worthless experiments that do not accurately translate to humans who are susceptible to the bends. And in fact, the treatment for the bends has not changed for over 80 years, and the Navy is still continuing to cause these animals to die in horrific pain, while members of the Navy who are susceptible to the bends are missing out on effective treatments for this painful and sometimes lethal condition.
Yeah, and now, and they're using sheep. It's interesting because, you know, when we look in science and what animals they've used in science, rhesus monkeys, rats, there's a whole variety of animals that they use depending on what they're trying to parallel in humans. Why sheep?
Right, and it's, in this case, it's actually not only sheep. Other animals are also used, like mice and rats. And I think the question here should be, why not the other technologically advanced methods? Why use any animal to begin with, and why not use the human-based methods that exist? There are data. There's data that we can get from human cell lines. There is a lot of great information from human clinical trials, from pre-existing human diver data that is more likely to provide a more accurate depiction of what humans would experience when they are having the bends and when they are experiencing the bends. So by relying on archaic methods that use, exploit, and kill animals, not only are we wasting animals' lives, but we are also putting other naval officers and divers at risk by depriving them of the opportunity to get the more human relevant treatments that they deserve.
How has it been going reaching out to the Navy? How does that process work? Because you guys, I know you have a lot on your plate, and we appreciate all you do. What's the process, or is it just you got to go through the Pentagon, or how difficult is it, and what strides have you made?
Right. Here, and it's not just PETA who is calling on the Navy to end these experiments. In fact, PETA has been joined by the former commander of the Naval Medical Center, the Rear Admiral Marion Balsam, in calling on the Secretary of the Navy. The current Secretary is Carlos Del Toro, and we have support from the former commander of this Naval Medical Center in urging an end to these wasteful animal experiments that are also depriving naval members of life-saving treatments for this painful condition. PETA has also escalated this issue to Lloyd Austin, the country secretary of defense, urging him to intervene and end these archaic tests immediately. PETA had also made our presence known and voices heard loud and clear last week at the 2022 Defense Conference, where the Navy Secretary Del Toro was speaking, and PETA protesters were outside making their voices heard on behalf of sheep and countless other animals. And earlier today, PETA made their presence known at another Navy event that Secretary Del Toro was attending. So we are keeping the pressure on. We are encouraging members of the public to join us in our calls to action. If you go to PETA.org/Navy, We've made it incredibly easy for folks to take action, and they can get in direct contact with top military brass, call on them to shut down these horrific tests that waste animal lives and our taxpayer dollars. A lot of people don't know that these horrific experiments are happening using our taxpayer money. And instead of funneling our money into these advanced animal-free methods that are going to, that are far superior approaches to yielding human-relevant information, mm-hmm. it's being wasted on these animal experiments that are exploiting and killing other living beings and not translating into human-relevant treatment. Mm-hmm. So folks can definitely learn more about this and take action at PETA.org/Navy to do their part and help save these animals.
We're speaking to Shriya Swaminathan, PETA's science policy advisor. You know, we're as Americans, and you even said we want to protect our servicemen and women. We support our Navy. We support my son works with the Air Force. We definitely. So what options can you had said there are other obviously non-animal options. What has been suggested that they use in order to study this?
Yes, it's interesting because the Naval Medical Research Center has publicly admitted that their experiments on animals do not accurately translate to humans. There's support from other expert divers in the community who do acknowledge that this variation in physiology between animals and humans will also translate into the variations in the efficacy of the treatments that we develop if we are to rely on animals. And there are studies that have been performed in human-derived cells. There are human clinical trials and, like you mentioned earlier, human diver data, which has provided a wealth of information that is all human-centric and human-relevant. Mm-hmm. And this is not something that other navies haven't done. We have successful allied navies like France and Britain.
And
they have already scrapped their respective animal testing programs in favor mm-hmm. of these advanced animal-free methods. Mm-hmm. So there really is no reason to torture and kill these animals and waste our taxpayer dollars in these useless experiments because mm-hmm. we know that there is a better way. We know the technology exists, and we know mm-hmm. that there are other navies who are still successful without using, exploiting, and killing animals.
Mm-hmm. Shriya, you guys, you've had a lot of... you have your work cut out for you, and we appreciate all you do for science and for animals and for, you know, helping us move forward through these. We know it's a definite delicate balancing act, and we appreciate all you do. Again, give the website
Thank
to my
so
listeners.
Much. Yes, it's PETA.org/Navy.
All right. Good luck in your efforts. I can't wait to talk to you again.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the platform.
All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm Andy Solomon. The Cancer Community Awards, or C2 Awards, celebrate individuals and organizations making impactful change in the cancer community. The awards are part of the AstraZeneca Your Cancer Program and in partnership with Scientific American Custom Media. This year's C2 Catalyst for Care Award winner is Sparrow's Nest of the Hudson Valley, represented by Krista Jones, founder and executive director.
Sparrow's Nest was started in 2012 and provides weekly deliveries of homemade meals to families facing cancer in 5 counties across New York's Hudson Valley.
The C2 Awards seek to shine a light upon unsung community heroes who often go unrecognized by traditional awards programs.
Sparrow's Nest began as a personal commitment to helping a friend navigate her stage 4 cancer diagnosis and evolved from feeding 16 people into a charity that now feeds nearly 300 people each week.
To learn more, visit yourcancer.org.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm going to combine a couple of your emails. One email or one message came in when I was talking about how I went to my father-in-law's birthday party and he had, you know, wall-to-wall friends, and I'm like, I don't have that many friends. You had written saying, actually, you've done a friend cleanse and you have limited your friends on purpose because many of them were not real friends. And I've seen that term friend cleanse before. I don't know if it's something that's been trending or not. I'm usually slow on the uptake when it comes to things that trend, going, oh, really, that's a thing? And then by the time I use it, they're like, girl, you know, that's like, you know, 2015. Come on, where were you the last 7 years? But, and then one of you had also written about, I had talked about how once I closed my practice, a lot of people who I thought were my friends just disappeared. They're like just gone. And it's like, was it because they were, you know, able to call me, you know, with medical questions? Was it, you know, and so it's very interesting. And I think the concept of a friend cleanse meaning, you know how you clean out your drawer, clean out your cupboards and say, okay, you know what? I don't think I need to keep this one. And, you know, forever. I think that is a concept that has been going on and people really haven't put it into words. And I saw an article today that actually did kind of spell things out on what if you are, you know, how do you know there are friends in your life that are toxic? We've talked about toxic workplaces. We've talked about bosses who are toxic. We've talked about coworkers who are toxic. But what about your friends? Do you have friends or people in your life that are toxic? Now, one of you had reached out yesterday about family and not getting along with family. Remember, we spoke about people who don't get along with their parents, or they might not like their parents, or vice versa. They don't get along. You brought up how there are toxic individuals in the family. And so you stay away from them, not because you don't like them, but because of the toxicity, because they hurt you. If there is anybody hurting you, trying to cause harm, trying to hurt your kids, anything, I don't care about the blood bond. You have to protect yourself. You do. Your nucleus, your family comes first. If it's one toxic person in a family, sometimes getting the family together to say, look, you know, this behavior doesn't work. No, you're not going to manipulate us. You're not going to turn us again. You're not going to say somebody talked shade about, we're done with that. I mean, sometimes you do need an intervention. But I see this all the time. There's people in the family who are toxic, or there's friends who are toxic, or coworkers who are toxic. And we use that term a lot, sometimes too liberally. So I want to give credit where credit's due. This is a psychologist. Let me see. She is from Great Britain. Her name is Dr. Lalita Suglani. And she says, here are signs that you might be in a toxic friendship. And I think we all could relate to this. You get a call only when the person wants something. You know, I have friends that are fantastic. They're like, how's it going? How's your day going? What's going on? I mean, that's really genuine. But if you have somebody that does that, and then it's followed up with a, you know, I need you to see my kid, or I need this, or I need, you know, you start to kind of, you know, I have a few friends still like that, where when I hear from them, I'm like, 3, 2, 1, and then there's the follow-up. You know, and it's, I don't need that in my life. You know, I mean, I have, thank God, enough people in my life that do care about me, and I love talking to them, and I love being close with them, and you know, I have a heart, I have a big heart, but it's finite. I only have so much, and if you're wasting my time or you're using me, you know, yes, we'll be friends, but we're not going to be that close. There's toxicity if there's always drama. So sometimes you have the drama queen or drama king or whatever, where every time they're in your life, it's because there's some drama. They just always have some drama around them. Right? And it's like, okay, we just can't we just get through the work day? Can't we just, why is it an issue? Let's just get through it. Why can't we just, you know, why? You guys just went to dinner. You went to dinner. Does it really have to be a drama fest? So sometimes they just bring the, now mind you, sometimes things are dramatic. Sometimes you're working with someone who's a jerk and they're like, look, I'm just trying to get through my day and this person keeps at me. Okay. But if it's you making the drama or you, you know, making something dramatic that really wasn't, that's a problem. If you're put down and made fun of in front of others. Okay, now there's a difference. There's a caveat to that. Okay, when I'm with my friends, usually the guys, okay, we give each other crap all the time. Like, what the hell are you wearing? You know, what the hell, you know. Okay, giving each other crap is something you do. Okay, we give each other crap. But if they're actually, you feel that, okay, they're talking about me. They're being a little passive aggressive. There's a double entendre with that. No, entendre, don't. You don't need that. Really, you're going to insult me? Get the hell out of my life. I don't need you. Get out. If you feel bad about yourself after you spent time with them. So there's people in my life where, man, when I'm around them, I glow. I just feel good. I feel really, really good. But then there's other people where I'm like, oh, God, I couldn't wait to get away from them. That's a sign that that person is toxic. If there's such a negative energy, if that person makes you feel like crap, if that person makes you nervous, if that person just, gosh, makes the hair on the back of your neck just stand up. Yes, we all have hair on the back of the neck. It could be a little fine hair, it could be whatever. Then, yeah, that's a sign. I mean, how do you feel? If they exclude you from things with mutual friends. So if you're like, okay, wait a second, we're all doing this, but you thought you were in the group and now you're not in the group, and you're, yeah. Now, I get it. Sometimes people only have, you know, 3 seats in their car. But they could still tell you to meet up. But if you think you're being excluded, you don't need them. When they use your secrets against you and share them with others, when they gossip about others. Now, gossip is interesting. Because people use gossip for a variety of things. One is they use it because they want the drama and they're just jerks and they just want to feel better about themselves. But other people do use gossip to bridge. When people are trying to find common denominators, they'll bring up people they know. And the conversation is kind of boring going, oh yeah, Susie wore a pretty dress. Or, you know, Bob won money when he, you know, put money in the Cowboys this week. But if you say, you know, Bob's got a thing for his assistant, and it's like, oh, no way, I thought so too. You know, so you might start to kind of, you know, bond a little bit. But I'm not a fan of gossiping. I don't think gossiping should be any foundation of any relationship. When, and this is huge, and I've seen this with people I just don't stay close to, it's more about them and their problems. Now, I'm a helper. I love being there for people. And I love having that connection going, look, come to me, use me as a sounding board, that's what I'm here for. But when you need help, and they're not there, okay, then it's more about them. So we help each other all the time. We're there for our loved ones and our friends, and sometimes our friends go through a bad time. Sometimes they go through a divorce. Sometimes they go through, and it can be years of you being there for support. But then when you're like, look, I need to talk to you. I got this issue. I got, you know, and they go, oh yeah, I had that when I dated so-and-so. And speaking of which, and they immediately change it back to them, do they really care about you? So, you know, I think it's important to have friends, and it's important to realize that there are different levels of friends and different levels of closeness. You don't have to just have best buddies, but just don't have high expectations for some of those lower tier friends that might be using you. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.